Be on the tape. Or you have to put something in the minutes if it's not on the tape. The MTA board took the following reportable action in closed session on agenda item 45A2, approved just compensation in the total amount of $969,620. Item 45A3, the board approved just compensation in the amount of $1,824,280. Item 45B1, the board approved a settlement in the amount of $275,000. Item 45B2, the board approved a settlement in the sum of $750,000. Item 45B3, the board approved a settlement in the sum of $450,000. Item 45B4, the board approved a settlement in the sum of $1 million. Item 45B5, the board approved a settlement in the sum of $1,200,000. The board took no further reportable action. That closes my report. That concludes my report.
Is that the right number? 1824 2680.
I know. What are they? She'll get over that soon. Let her sit over there.
I think I'll go get her and ask her if she wants to come.
Shh.
On the door, Doug. John, who might be retiring.
We got seven.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's... Yeah. He's all set. Okay, thank you, Letty. I'll do that soon. I'll do that soon.
Yes, I did.
I call a meeting back to order. Charles, do you need to report out on the closed session? You already did. Okay, I missed that. Take what we can at this time and hope that we will be able to move on further after 2 o'clock. So the first item we're going to address
item four.
We have public comment on what? I'm sorry, that's, yes. Is that it right there, please? Is that it? I don't need to sit in the chair seat. That's all right. I'll get my own aura. Item number four, you're right. First person I have here to speak is Arnold Sachs, to be followed by John Walsh. Mr. Sachs? And please, you just need to know that I will not look at you as long as you wear that shirt. So I can look at the...
Madam Chair, this shirt is in reference to the treatment of today's meeting. You came a half hour late. You went into closed session for an hour and 45 minutes. The supervisors are gone. This is like going to a preseason football game and seeing the scrubs come in. Like not even the scrubs come in. The guys who are cut come in to sit around and listen. I'm concerned that the CEO is making reports. You heard him discuss the situation at the Expo and Blue Line Construction where the trains meet, that thousands of trains have crossed through that intersection, but thousands of trains crossed to that intersection before the expo line was even constructed. And the problem that the PUC is addressing is due to the construction of the expo and the blue line, not the running of the blue line. That's a totally different problem with the deferred maintenance. So when he makes reports like that and it's accepted as fact, I'm concerned about CEO reports.
Thank you, Mr. Sachs.
Madam Chair, may I just comment?
Yes, please.
There were so many errors in that previous statement, I won't attempt to catalog them. My statement was that since the frog, the switch was rebuilt, there have been tens of thousands of trains go through there, and that is an absolutely factual statement.
Thank you. Mr. Walsh?
John Walsh, blogging at HollywoodHighlands.org. It's a pleasure to speak in front of you, Mr. Du Bois. My brother went to Du Bois High School in Manhattan, and I've been to Du Bois High School, so it's named after Archbishop Du Bois. In fact, go to the source, your own website. Your bus bridge collapsed during the expo meltdown. That's on your own website. Go look at it, okay? And I'd just like to say no on Proposition R, Measure R+, plus, and I wish I hear, we've just got some news that Ara Najarian has the votes and he will not be removed from the Metrolink board. Thank you.
Ray Fukuda, to be followed by Teresa Soto. Mr. Fukuda, the ELAC members have all left. Oh, too bad. The students, the interns. I'm so sorry. I really am. Okay. A. Hernandez, CD 14th, looks like. Is that Mr. Hernandez who spoke before and is no longer here? Daniel, I think. Garcia? Yes. Okay, that includes that concludes the list I have for public hearing. So we are going to go to item. We can't do 40. Item 66.
Good afternoon. I'm Conan Chung, DEO Service Development. And the transit service policy essentially establishes our criteria and methodology that we use to create the service changes. It's a board-adopted policy, and what we're bringing today is a minor update to that policy. Essentially, what we're doing is we're codifying or we're including the service standards that were previously adopted by the board as part of the Title VI compliance review plan. In addition, we're strengthening the language within the document to say that we are going to comply with the FTA regulations and the board adopted policy as it relates to conducting the Title VI and environmental justice evaluations. And that concludes my presentation.
Are there any questions or comments? I believe this is a receiving. That's fine. Receiving pile.
Public comment.
But first I have public comment. Thank you. John Walsh, to be followed by Arnold Sachs, to be followed by Kimberly Richards. I'm sitting here holding these, you think I know.
John Walsh, blogging at HollywoodHighlands.org, or just go to Google Walsh Confidential MTA, you'll get it all. And in fact, the reason these changes were caught, the bus riders union filed and were successful in branding the MTA as racist. That's why things were changed, okay? Now, you don't see any BRU members here because everybody who showed up today was salaried, okay? Those were the salaried members and the members that own cars, okay? But they do a good job, but I have to be, you remember, I hold the feet to the fire of everybody, not just you people up here. I cede my 20 seconds. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Sachs?
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, Arnold Sachs. The process of codifying these regulations I'm just curious because you have the purple line and you have the red line that runs from 7th and Metro to Union Station, which basically is a repetitious service. And now you have the downtown connector, which is being planned, which basically is an overlapping service also. So the idea that you want to eliminate services that overlap but are willing to spend $1.2 billion, at least that's what's being bandied about, to put in a line that basically overlaps two other subways, A and B, where is the ridership going to come from for the third line? And if you take the ridership off the blue and the red line, not the blue, the red and the purple line, where are you going to find the money to maintain the maintenance on those?
Thank you. Kimberly Richards.
Kimberly Richards, Chair of Metro San Fernando Valley Service Council. Directors, these service policies are a living document. And we have been dealing with these bus service issues at the what previously the sector level, now the service council level, for some time. I'd like to suggest that there is one more change we need to make in order to provide the quality service our customers really need. On our lines of regional significance, what we call our Tier 1 service, we do not have a minimum set service level for middays and weekends. Up in my sector, we have some Tier 1 lines which are running 25 and 30-minute service. And these are on key arterial streets that passengers gravitate to. I think we need to set a minimum service level. I'm thinking 20 minutes in those periods for our Tier 1 service, and I'd like to see staff work on that as the next goal of an updated policy.
Thank you. That concludes the public hearing on that. And the motion, I'm sure, was to adopt.
It was.
Thank you.
Right.
Moved and seconded. Any objections? We'll adopt the policy. Next item on the agenda, number 74. This is a test to see if you can keep up with me jumping around.
We're going to Madam Chairman, we'd like to defer item 74.
Okay. Never mind, we're deferring that. Number 77.
Good afternoon. I'm Renee Berlin, one of the executive officers in countywide planning, and this is a oral report back on Director Najarian's motion regarding Bob Hope Airport ground access as well as funding opportunities. Over the past several years, we've developed an excellent cooperative working relationship with the Airport Authority staff, including we are now marketing their shuttle service from the North Hollywood station to the airport in all of our promotional materials, and are also working with them on joint promotional opportunities and marketing opportunities. We are also acting as a pass-through for two federal grants. One is a $1.5 million grant for the Regional Transportation Intermodal Transportation Center, which broke ground on July 6th, and we're also acting as a pass-through for a $4.4 million FHWA grant that is for their multimodal ground access planning study. We recently awarded in June a $290,000 grant for our TOD Round 2 program, which is going to evaluate development opportunities in the vicinity of the airport that is served by the two Metrolink lines. With regards to planning, we worked very closely with the Airport Authority on the design of their intermodal center so that it would facilitate bus access. And as the facility is being built and prior to opening, we will look at all of our services and reevaluate and restructure the lines as appropriate to serve the facility. We're also working with them on the scope of work for their ground access improvement study, which is going to be released. The RFP will be released in August, and it will take about 18 months to complete. And that will look at opportunities for improving access for air travelers, airport employees, and future land use. Our regional rail people have also been working with the Airport Authority on adding a station along the Metrolink Antelope Valley line, and we're proud to say that that station is now fully funded for design and construction. We're putting Measure R funds into the design, with the Airport Authority matching that amount by $1.8 million. We're also working with the Airport Authority as well as other countywide stakeholders on a countywide bus rapid transit study and street design improvement that will be looking at the connection that was included in Director Najarian's motion, an Orange Line to North Hollywood connection. And that study should be completed in April of 2013. Similar, because all these efforts are going on, we're not exactly sure what the projects are going to come out of these efforts and how big they are, how much they are, the timing, but we're assuming that our traditional funding sources will be available to help fund some of these things, as well as Airport Authority money, FAA money, and other federal grant opportunities. So we're very, very pleased that we've established this relationship, and it's just going smoothly.
Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you for all that work. I think it's important that we continue to keep our eyes open for any funding opportunities, as well as any opportunities to work together with the airport, as well as the Metrolink agency. This is a great resource for the San Fernando Valley, but also the San Gabriel Valley, as well as the Antelope Valley. And I think we can, once we start getting the interconnectivity, maybe we'll be a model for some other regional airports in L.A. County and in the region. So thank you for your good work, and I think it's great that we have a focus on making the airport access easier. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Objections or receive and file. Thank you. Public comment. Yes. Mr. Sachs and Mr. Walsh, and I'm sorry. Oh, no, not Mr. Walsh. Excuse me. Kimberly Richards. No, that's not the case.
Well, thank you. Good afternoon again, Arnold Sachs. And again, another project, another source of funding. It has to be outside Prop A, Prop C, and Measure R, because Measure R, you've already allocated those funds till the year 2069, if and when the ballot measure might pass. So if it doesn't pass, then the 12 projects that you have on the board right now to be built, how many of those will fail? How many of those will not be built? And if it does pass, well, that money's allocated. So with the extension of the Orange Line to the Chatsworth Station, that involved, I believe, Measure R funding, how, what a percentage of the Measure R funding was used for that? You can't use that for this. So what exactly is any kind of steps to be just funding from grants? Don't be ridiculous.
Thank you. Kimberly Richards, and I'm sorry I misspoke.
Not a problem, Madam Chair. Mr. Walsh signs up for so many items, it's easy to presume that he would be signed up for this as well. Just wanted to clarify one point. While there is an existing connection between Bob Hope Airport and North Hollywood, it's an on-demand, on-call service. And what I'm personally hoping for, you know me, I'm a multimodal fanatic. What I'm hoping for is that we can perhaps, in the course of restructuring our service around the new transit center of Bob Hope Airport, I'd like to see us have some kind of dedicated scheduled service connecting North Hollywood Station, which would connect both the Orange and Red Line, through Bob Hope Airport and then all the way up Hollywood Way to the new Metrolink station. It seems like that, in my mind, is an adequate length to justify regular scheduled service, and that's personally what I'd like to see happen. So for obvious reasons, I support Director Najarian's proposal.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
One question to staff on this issue here at the Red Line and Orange Line intercept. There's a right-of-way from Chandler and Lancashire East to Byland of about 40 feet. Are you familiar with that right-of-way of yours? Staff?
Can I ask that we have them come back with it? You'd hit me flat-footed if I was sitting out there. So.
Director Lalonde, we'll, I don't have the answer, but we'll get you a report on it.
Okay.
Sounds like a good,
okay.
Good idea.
Thank you.
As long as it's not at Marshall.
Any other questions or comments? If not, now we'll receive and file. Item number 78. Thank you, and I'll try to remember this.
Madam Chair, item 78 is a request by California Department of Transportation for $9 million to settle the final construction claims on a project that they had the lead on, I-405 from State Route 90 to Interstate Route 10. We have analyzed their work on the project. There is a liability. They've come to this amount in through a dispute resolution process. It is highly likely, were this to go forward in court, that there would be a much higher amount awarded, that there would be a liability. It is a good settlement. The reason you see the wording in this the way it is we've been working with the California Transportation Commission, things brought forward like your item 73, and that's not been going as well as we would like to of late. We really want to send a message to the California Transportation Commission. The district's worked with us well. Headquarters has worked with us well from Caltrans, but we really need the California Transportation Commission to start to work with us in partnership again in resolving these issues, hence the staff wording in this particular item that we're asking you to approve today.
Thank you. Before I go to public hearing, are there any questions or comments from the board? Okay, we'll go to the public hearing. Arnold Sachs, to be followed by John Walsh. Mr. Sachs, that was you.
I thought you passed. Shut up.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Arnold Sachs. Your MTA is analyzing projects. If MTA is analyzing the projects and using the same amount of analyzing that they do for the projects that they fund and that they under budget for, then I'm really concerned. Maybe you should settle this because of $9 million. It could be a windfall. And maybe we could save some bus lines from being cut.
Thank you. You have an item before you. Do I have a motion? Moved and seconded. Any objections? That'll be the order. All right. As according to my notes, we've done all the damage we can do without the rest of the board. So we will take a break.
Public input on the
absolutely. Any of you want to speak? Now's the time. Wait a minute. Do we have public comment? Awesome.
On all of them. But could I introduce these two motions right now?
Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. Going to Justice of San Fernando Valley.
Do we have a copy of that or something? Okay. Could you wait? Yeah. Could you wait just a minute until we all have a copy of it? Because I know.
Thank you.
Oh, we'll have. This is good.
Thank you.
Waste any time, Director Lalonde.
Right, exactly.
Got right on this.
All right.
Pretty good at this.
Michael, this is for you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
This is for Doug Failing, too. Should I read it into the record?
Yes, go ahead. Please.
Okay, to facilitate the flow of traffic lanes and reduce congestion, it is critical that the connector lanes along U.S. 101 and State Route 134 are implemented. I move that the MTA board direct the CEO to investigate the feasibility of building a connector road between northbound U.S. 101 and
eastbound State Route 134. That's at the Hollywood and Ventura Freeway. To look at that feasibility, though it's a long-term project, but if you could look at that and report back, I'd appreciate that. Some guys from Franklin, instead of having to go down Barham, they could take the freeway home and make it home. And next, the other motion is the growing congestion in the San Fernando Valley is further constrained by limited lanes on State Route 134. That's the Ventura Freeway. I move that the MTA board be instructed, the CAO, to study and make recommendation on expanding the two existing westbound lanes and the two existing eastbound lanes at the intersection of US 101 and State Route 170 interchange to add two additional lanes in each direction within the existing right-of-way. So if you could study that and report back at some time in the future, the people of San Fernando Valley would greatly appreciate it, and Los Angeles, and Burbank, and Glendale, and maybe a couple guys from Highland Park who were lost.
Okay, we have a motion. Second, any objections? So ordered. Two motions.
Thank you.
All right, now we have public hearing. We put them both together. Is that okay, Michelle? Does that work? Public comment. Antonio Lopez, to be followed by Malcolm Klugman. Sorry, Mr. Klugman.
Oh, he was introducing it. Oh, I see. Okay.
Don't forget it. Do you have an interpreter? Like traducing in Spanish to English. Don't forget it, your bus. It's the color, but it's, you know, it's Barack Obama.
Tiene que empezar de nuevo porque la tengo que escuchar.
Abre su micrófono.
Por favor. Empieza de nuevo porque no la escuché.
No, yo no estaba diciendo aquí. Buenas tardes, mesa directiva de Los Ángeles.
Good afternoon, Board of Directors of Los Angeles.
Cada uno de ustedes, yo sé que puede hacer y puede trabajar lo que está haciendo, ¿no? Yo sé que se aburre con la gente y eso.
I know that each of you are doing all the work you can to work with the people.
Me quiero referir a hoy lo que ha sido la masacre en Colorado.
I wanted to speak today about the massacre in Colorado.
Para mí hay tres responsables únicamente.
For me, there are only three responsible parties.
Es la compañía. Es la compañía de filmación.
The film company.
Y ese es el productor de la misma película.
The producers of the film itself.
Pero no le pueden echar la culpa también porque dicen que hay un paquete en la universidad. No pueden dar una esto porque sinceramente que ya no les van a dar los no le van a dar los permisos a la gente joven, gente humilde.
I don't know if it's also possible to blame the university. I heard there was a package left at the university. I don't know also if it's possible to involve poor people, humble people.
Ustedes saben que todo el tiempo se van y se abasan por una gente loca y salen ahí haciendo cosas que no son.
You know that people always say it's just crazy people who do things they're not supposed to
do. Porque cuando ellos usan los rifles, ustedes saben, las armas son iguales, nomás las balas son diferentes.
When they use rifles, the weapons are all the same, it's just the bullets.
Entonces,
that are different.
No me vayan a culpar a mis jovencitos.
So,
y hay que ayudarlos porque son los cerebros y es el mañana que tenemos.
Don't blame young people. They're the future, and they're the people that we have of tomorrow.
Que Dios los ayude y los bendiga a toda la mesa directiva.
God Gracias. Bless you.
Malcolm Klugman, I think left. Bill Urban, to be followed by Marilyn Randolph.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I just have a question. Do the comments have to be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the agency?
Yes, general public comment is to be restricted to subject matter jurisdiction of the MTA.
Sorry.
At the discretion, obviously, of the chair.
Yeah.
Thank you, because that went through my mind, too, but I was already on the road.
Yeah, I wasn't
so.
Sure if this.
Thank you. Reiner Nelson, is that right? Renee Nelson, I'm sorry. Jose Fernandez. Teresa Soto, who I think has left. Carmen Fuentes. We have a lot from East LA. Dan Ojeda, City of Linwood. Mark Davis. Sun Yong Yang. She's gone. Mr. Herman. Dante, or we already figured he wasn't here. Kevin Bass. Andre Nicole. I'm sorry, you're coming forward. I called your name, right?
Good afternoon, board members. My name is Kevin Bass. I'm a member of Painters and Allied Trades, District Council 36. I'm here today to make a public comment regarding the upcoming discussion regarding the MTA bus rail and bus and rail advertising contracts, PS 127, 140, 22, and 23. I urge you to reject the staff recommendation. We have, as a union, this is very important to us. We feel that MTA and its constituents are better served by awarding the proposed contracts to Titan Outdoor LLC. Our position is based on the following factors. It doesn't make any sense for the staff to recommend that you choose a company that is offering you less money. Also, the MTA staff has failed to adequately evaluate the bidding companies. MTA staff does not address the fact that CBS Outdoors is up for sale, and I hope you realize that this is as recent as June of this year. There are many news outlets reporting that CBS is up for sale, and the sale would cause a chaos with the contracts.
Thank you. Andrea, is it Mitchell? Nichols? I'm sorry. You'll tell me when you come up here first.
I'm Andrea Nichols. So I work for the UCLA Labor Occupational Safety and Health Program, which is also called UCLA LOSH. I'm here regarding Metro's contract for waste and recycling services with a company called American Reclamation. A very alarming fact is that a couple weeks ago, Cal OSHA cited this company, American Reclamation, for 36 health and safety violations for their workers, with penalties amounting to almost $40,000. It's unprecedented for Cal OSHA to issue these types of citations. The agency only has one inspector per every 5,000 or so businesses. So for them to spend months investigating this company and reaching these conclusions underscores the severity of these problems. I interviewed several workers at this site, and they formed the basis of this formal complaint with OSHA that amounted to these citations. And I'm just here to urge you to end your contract with American Reclamation. They're putting their workers at risk for their lives.
Thank you.
Question?
Yes. Question.
Sorry, I missed the very beginning, which is, are you with a group organization?
Yes, I'm with the UCLA Labor Occupational Safety and Health Program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On
Parkview Avenue? No, that's the Labor Center. We're at the main campus.
Adriano Martinez. Jim Smith. Victor H., American Reclamation employee. Sumaj Aguila.
Hello, I'm here with the Southern California Coalition for Occupational Safety and Health, and we, along with eight workers at American Reclamation, actually filed a complaint that my colleague referred to, which led to a Cal OSHA investigation and the subsequent 36 violations that they cited them for. So as the employer, American Reclamation was made aware of unsafe conditions but consistently ignored the reports. In fact, they failed to document and appropriately respond to work-related injuries. Cal OSHA is stretched. We're 8 months after we submitted our complaint, and the company is still not being held accountable. We're in an appeals process. So Cal OSHA is really not like the first line of defense for workers. We know MTA is also stretched, but we want the board to determine your waste and recycling holder and processor for the next several years to take this in consideration. And we're available to discuss any of these citations and issues surrounding workers' health and safety. If you want, we're available.
Thank you. John Walsh, to be followed by Arnold Sachs.
Mr. Walsh is coming up. If I could just ask that from the staff to get a report on that contract at the next meeting and check out the OSHA.
Excellent.
Please, I would appreciate it.
Thank you.
John Walsh, blogging at HollywoodHighlands.org. If this is a preview, Mr. Boies, it's a pleasant preview of your year, which begins July 2013 as chair. Incidentally, here's the way you get away with saying something that's off topic under general comment. You say, you know, in Aurora, Colorado, they have buses and trains, and we have buses and trains here. Then you make the statement, and it's okay. Our organization, No On Prop R, and we say that for 64 billion times. That's the amount of money that Prop R Plus would accumulate in those 30 years. Put it this way, Sasha and Malia, Obama's children, in 2069, when Prop R expires, they will be in their middle 80s, okay, Sasha and Malia. That's what we're voting on. And I would like to formally challenge Mr. Katz to a debate on Prop R. Are you man enough?
Sachs.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, Arnold Sachs. I'm glad to see one of the representatives from one of the unions. More importantly, regarding the extension of Prop R and the use of federal funds, because the Prop R extension is actually going to be repaying federal funds used to jumpstart these projects. In your information packet that you're going to put out to the public, are you going to mention that because federal funds will be used to build and finance these projects, that local hiring will not be part of the program because federal funds require federal programs to be adhered to, and federal programs overstep any local hiring program? Will you make that information available to the union so they know that they're supporting actually losing local union jobs to the outside areas? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sachs. And I believe that's all the public hearing input we have at this time. Mr. Fasano.
How about the input on the other items that still need to be taken? Is there public input on the other items that we're going to be taking up?
Thank you for reminding me. We talked about that and, oops, left my head. So let's start with... Pardon me? Thank you. Right, we're going to take a public hearing on items that will come before the full board in about an hour. That's when we expect the rest of the folks to be back. We're going to start with item number 16, and Arnold Sachs and John Walsh have asked to speak on that. If you wish to speak, now's your opportunity to speak on item number 16. Why?
You do have the right, John Walsh, blogging at HollywoodHighlands.org, because you have a quorum to the Brown Act says reasonable. That's all it says, that the rules shall be reasonable. It's not reasonable when I was banned for saying I was a Jew for 60 days and I have a cure and correct letter and I will go to the state. Okay? Number 16, this in and out, this whole way you're running the meeting is unreasonable, but it is not a violation of the Brown Act. See how I was able to get in all sorts of different other issues, but see, HollywoodHighlands.org, thank you, number 16.
Thank you. We can't do something.
Item 16, you're going to be issuing some bonds.
Hang on a second.
Hold on just a minute. I've turned the item over to Mr. Katz, because I'm conflicted on this. He has the gavel. But, yes.
But I believe, and this is what Charles just opined, I believe.
Can't even take public hearings.
Can't take it up on item 16 because you have a conflict on that.
Okay. Well, so we'll hear you again.
We'll pass item 16 for now and go on to what item's next.
Pass on it.
I'm sorry?
Here it is.
Passing on it right now. We'll come back to it when additional board members show up to preserve the quorum.
But you just spoke on item 16.
Well, ask him to speak again.
We're going to start over, Arnold. It means you get to walk down here slowly one more time.
It wasn't me. It was John Walsh just spoke on item 16. Didn't he just speak on item 16?
Because... Okay, we're moving on. You have the gavel back.
Thank you.
What does it matter? Yeah, we'll make rules up as we're on the floor.
We're going to speak on item 38. Hillary Norton, to be followed by Catherine Norian.
Rules are the
rules. To be followed. Hillary, Catherine.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Norian, speaking for Thomas Properties Group, manager for 515-555 Flower. While we thank Director Huizar for his motion today, we must oppose it as not going far enough. Only by tunneling all the way to 6th Street and avoiding surface disruptions can the project's catastrophic construction impacts on this area be addressed. There are alternative construction methods that have been used around the world, including Europe, Japan, and here in Seattle and Virginia. These include the new Austrian tunneling method, which minimizes surface disruption, the open-face TBM that allows access in the front to remove tiebacks, and the sequential excavation method described in the EIR. But Metro refuses to consider these alternatives in the financial district and instead is shifting the burdens of the impacts on private property owners. The California Club was here this morning and gives TPG its proxy in support of its position. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert Amando.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, directors. Bob Amano, represent the Hotel Association of Los Angeles. You've heard all the concerns. However, I must first say we applaud the motion by Director Huizar in putting the step forward to look at the alternative technically feasible ways to accomplish this project. Again, I must stress that our industry is critically concerned because the cancellation of conventions that we average 25 annually would mean that folks will be pulling out of our hotels at the same time. That is the catastrophe is about to happen in that case. And, you know, what we want to do is our industry wants to keep our jobs, our workers working, employed. We want to continue generating the needed revenues for recovery of L.A. and the growth. So we urge you to vote, please, to continue with this project and researching the alternative methods of construction. Thank you.
Thank you. Barbara Kirklighter, to be followed by John Walsh.
Thank you. Barbara Kirklighter with the Los Angeles Tourism and Convention Board. I'm here regarding the Regional Connector Cut and Cover proposal next to the Westin Bonaventure and Suites on Flower Street. My organization is the sales arm that brings conventions to the city. We host approximately 26 conventions a year, 400,000 sleeping rooms, and $525 million in economic impact to the city of Los Angeles. The Westin Bonaventure participates in all of these conventions, supplying the majority of rooms to the conventions, anywhere from 750 to 1,000 rooms per convention. They're an integral part in our ability to bring convention to the city. With the proposal right now of the cut and cover, this would limit the amount of conventions. In fact, we would be probably seeing conventions that we currently have booked pull out of the city, and we would not have the ability to book new conventions to the city if the proposal continues the way it is. We'd like to see that you change the way you have it and look for tunneling instead of the cut and cover. Thank you.
We followed by Mike Szczesinski.
John Walsh, blogging at HollywoodHighlands.org. You see, what used to be the psychotic ravings of John Walsh, what Thomas Properties is saying in a very polite manner is my psychotic ravings. You don't care about anything. You're going to do it your way. And you don't care whether it's a poor black family or a poor Hispanic family or your multi-billionaires. They will. This is like Juarez here. Remember, it's like Juarez here. And so what you're seeing here is Thomas Properties agreeing with me. And remember, Thomas Properties, if Prop R Plus fails, nothing will be built. That's the easy way. Vote against Prop R now. And I continue to challenge you, Mr. Katz, or any of you, one-on-one, without the police, without anybody, in front of microphones, on Which Way L.A., debate John Walsh. You don't have the guts.
Mr. Walsh. Mr. Sarzynski. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Watt. I would respectfully request, I spoke to the chair earlier, and we were going to get 5 minutes this afternoon. Is that possible to do it now? That was on a item regarding
that was on
the lawsuits. So this is.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's the same. Go ahead. Yeah, you're welcome to 5 minutes now. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Basically, okay. Once again, my name is Mike Charchinsky, Managing Director at the Weston Bonaventure. The MTA did not fulfill the motions by Jose Huizar requesting that the MTA work with downtown stakeholders. I was invited to meetings a very short period of time prior to this meeting and the construction meeting, not leaving us the opportunity to come up with any alternatives to the cut and cover. With that being said, I request that you give more time to our stakeholders, the Weston Bonaventure and Thomas Properties Group and other downtown stakeholders, so that we can work on a solution to withdraw this, potentially withdraw this lawsuit and get this project moving forward. Ground conditions for tunneling are similar between 4th and 5th Streets on Flower Street using the lower method of tunneling as they are between 2nd Street, 1st Street, and the rest of the project. The experts that we worked with agree with the MTA and say that this project is technically feasible, that it can be done. And I know that there is a $30 to $50 million cost that the MTA is saying that would occur above and beyond the budget, but all other experts say this can be done within the budget. If the MTA proceeds with this basic recommendation, once again, we will be in contractual default on more than 250,000 room nights per year. A short time ago, the MTA did some test bores in front of our hotel. And when this was taking place, it was just amazing. And that's just a sample. Inside of our lobby, the decibel level was over 110 dBs for a two-hour period of time. I received guest complaints from 15 guests that afternoon that were disturbed from sleep. These are airline pilots. These are airline staff from international and domestic airlines that need their sleep, whether it's during the daytime or during the nighttime. These contracts are going to pull out when this construction begins, and we will not be able to sell any of these groups in the future. You will hear from some of our associates in a short period of time. We will lose over 500 associates, employees, union and non-union, at the Weston Bonaventure Hotel. Some of your members who are representing other members today are on the tourism board, and this will destroy tourism in L.A., Tom. And you cannot let this happen. So please, once again, I respectfully request that this board allow the stakeholders to work out a tunneling method to 5th Street, to south of 5th Street. In some way, we are not going to destroy the hospitality industry in Los Angeles. We are not going to force the Bonaventure to board up its windows for 4.5 years. So thank you very much for your time. And please continue this so that we can keep talking and work something out. Don't just rubber stamp this process. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And you did it in less than 5 minutes. That's great. Anna Moran, to be followed by Delilah Gibson. Anna Moran.
Good afternoon. My name is Anna Moran, and I work in a Westin Bonaventure Hotel. I were there for 15 years. For the past 15 years, I support my family because the hotel was very successful at business. And in downtown Los Angeles, and I earn and live in a wage. I am happy that the city wish to continue new transportation development in the area so that more visitors will come to our hotel. However, I am concerned that the way it's currently designed will impact our business and our prevent normal operation. This directly affects my family and me, and especially another 600 families who depend on that, you know, Westin Bonaventure hours, you know, and even, and that's including our insurance. You know, a lot of us, you know, we have a different sickness and we depend on in our hotel, you know, work. Please, we need your help and, you know, decide to do that under the ground. Thank you very much.
Delilah Gibson, to be followed by Mark Phillips. Mark Phillips, to be followed by Ann Gwynn.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Phillips. I'm here representing Brookfield Properties. Brookfield owns the Bank of America Plaza between 3rd and 4th Street on the east side of Flower. We're here to support the construction method least impactful on all of the downtown owners, which is the lower alignment. But we're also concerned that the report to the board includes the higher alignment method and that that hasn't been ruled out. The higher alignment would do what they call cover and cut, which is, I guess, a variation on cut and cover between 3rd and 4th, greatly impacting our property. They admit in the report that this could reopen the EIR, perhaps cause additional litigation. We think that it's important that even though Director Huizar's motion went forward, it did not specifically rule the cover cut higher alignment out.
Appreciate
the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. And Gwen, to be followed by Ryan Lederman.
Good afternoon. Ann Gwynn with the Central City Association. We appreciate the time and effort that everyone has put into this effort, property owners, metro staff, and directors, to find a very workable construction method along Flower. There are a number of options being discussed here, each with different budget and construction timeline ramifications. Director Huizar's motion paves the way for a possible solution, but it also raises additional questions that need to be worked through. We encourage all the parties to continue their ongoing discussions and move forward with a method that will cause the least disruption as possible. Please don't take these concerns of the businesses lightly. The numbers are real and the impact is real. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Mr. Lederman.
Good afternoon. My name is Ryan Lederman. I represent two property owners in the financial district, Veolia, and the ownership of Citigroup Center at 5th and Flower. And we appreciate Director Huizar's motion. It's a step in the right direction. And the lower alignment clearly would have fewer construction impacts. And that's really what all the property owners in the financial district are concerned about. It's the untenable construction impacts of traffic, safety, access, hazards to human health. And we believe that the lower alignment's better. Clearly, it would be best to tunnel all the way to 6th Street. It's technologically feasible, and there's statements and there's plenty of evidence in the record that it is feasible to tunnel all the way down to 6th Street. That said, the lower alignment option is the best that's on the table right now. We appreciate your support and your help in minimizing the impacts on the community. Thank you.
Mr. Herman, to be followed by Arnold Sachs. I believe Mr. Herman has gone, so Mr. Sachs.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Arnold Sachs. It would be a real start when you're discussing this project if you actually referred to it as the final completion of the Blue Line, which would have been built back in 1980, maybe 82. Why that wasn't done? Oh, it was leveraged out. So now we're stuck with a $1.2 billion project. And the fact that nobody's mentioning the extra funding that would be coming available through the extension of the so-called Measure R, why isn't the station being added that was requested at Flower and Fifth? You're having 30 more years of funding. Certainly you'll have extra funding available. That's not being mentioned either. Real key, though, what's the difference between this route that's being proposed and the original route of the Blue Line? And why it wasn't built? Well, we know that. It's just an opportunity to take that money and put it in the pocket so we could extend the subway instead of extending it to the west side.
Thank you, Mr. Sachs. I understand Delilah Gibson is in the room, and I had called her name and didn't give her enough chance to get up to the microphone, so please come up.
Hello. My name is Delilah Gibson, and I work at the Western Bonaventure Hotel. And I'm concerned about my coworker, not only myself, but my coworker, that they may no longer be working. And they have families, you know, they have children, and we need our hours. If we don't get enough hours, then we don't even have our medical. And so many of my coworkers, you know, they have small children, and we need you guys to do this underground. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes the public comments on item number 38. Item number 40. Arnold Sachs and Malcolm Klugman. Thank you. I thought he was gone. Mr. Sachs. Item number 53, Stan Varankiewicz, Leland C. Daly. Mr. Daly's here. Mr. Daly will be followed by John Walsh.
Thank you very much. It's Dolly, but who, yeah.
Dolly, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Got you up here anyway, right?
Yes, ma'am. Just very briefly, we know that very soon there's going to be a meeting concerning the amendment to Measure R. Tonight or today, you are looking at a program for the information of the public, giving them information concerning the extension of Measure R. That's very complete. And it's a very good program. It's been going on a couple of years. We urge this board to consider what kind of information you're going to give to the public on the amendment to Measure R. It's not easy. It's a complex matter to look at. So we urge you to take a hard look at it and make that information public. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Walsh, to be followed by Barbara Lott Holland. Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Barbara's gone. Mr. Herman is gone. Daniel, I believe it's Farce or Farge, is gone. Which brings us to Arnold Sachs.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon again, Arnold Sachs. Here's my concerns about this. You have Independent Taxpayers Oversight Committee for Measure R. Where is the Independent Oversight Committees for the Prop A and Prop C? They're both half-cent, parts of the half-cent sales tax that is incurred in L.A. County. Measure R is purported to raise $1 billion. Well, that would mean that Prop A and Prop C would also be raising $1 billion. Who's got the oversight for those two measures? Metro? Oh, my God. So there is no oversight committee for Prop A and Prop C. Why do we need an oversight committee for Measure R? Why the contract? Why the edited cost for this oversight? If you can so diligently handle the $1 billion that's created from Prop A and Prop C, that's $2 billion, why not use the same resources for Measure R?
Thank you, Mr. Sachs. And I had earlier called Hillary Norton. Speak on it. Yes.
Good afternoon, board members. I'm sorry for being late. I thought we were reconvening at 2, so I apologize for not being here when you called my name. I am here on behalf of FAST, and I'm also here on behalf of BizFed and BOMA, the Building Owners and Managers Association, to ask for continued consideration of the impacts related to 5th and 6th Street on the cut and cover method. I have been able to talk to many Metro staff who had really worked diligently to try to come up with some solutions, and this is the best staff in the world, and we have had such good conversations, and we want them to continue because we are so optimistic about not only the staff of Metro, but the wisdom and technology proposed by future contractors. We do not think that we have to have such tremendous impacts to downtown. We know that there's a solution, and we hope that you continue to seek to find one with all of the interested parties. Thank you very much.
You had your hand up, Mr. Fasano.
Yes, I know we're on item 53. I was just curious, this Measure R half-cent sales tax brochure, was that on the agenda today, or is this just information only? So it is item 53?
Right.
So are we going to have input on that at this time, or are we going to wait?
I think we're going to wait for the rest of the...
Okay.
Okay. Item number 75, John Walsh.
John Walsh, blogging at HollywoodHighlands.org for everybody who's listening in the building, especially those who haven't had a raise in 4 years. I'm on your side. Defeat Prop R+. I challenge you to a debate. HollywoodHighlands.org.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. That concludes the public comment with the exception of item 16. Any members of the board have anything that they wish to? Now's your chance, guys. If you have anything you want to say, fine. Otherwise, we're going to take a recess until 2 o'clock. Okay? All right, we will recess until 2 p.m. Well, you're welcome to, if you'd like to go outside and come back, that's great. If you want to sit here and wait, that's great.